I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Over 12,000 Vermont homes and businesses do not have power right now as Tropical Storm Isaias moves towards the state. Most of those outages are in Windham County. There's a tornado watch in effect there, as well as in Bennington County through this evening. Flash flood watches are in effect for most of the listening region as well, and all of New Hampshire and Massachusetts are under a tropical storm warning. A week before the primary election, Governor Phil Scott says he'd like to campaign more but needs to stay focused on COVID-19. A new VPR Vermont PBS poll finds the two-term incumbent enjoys wide support, with Democrats favoring him even more than Republicans. But at a news briefing today, Scott downplayed his odds this election year.
I think I have as good a chance as any of my other competitors.
Scott faces four challengers in the August 11th GOP primary. The Burlington City Council's Public Safety Committee will meet tonight to discuss how to implement recently approved cuts to the city's police budget. VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports.
The City Council in Vermont's largest city slashed nearly 9% from its police budget and allocated $250,000 to new public safety programs, like increased social services. The council also approved a plan to shrink the size of the Burlington Police Department by 30% through attrition. Burlington approved the cuts as cities around the country were re-examining police budgets in light of protests sparked by the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The budget reductions at BPD came after activists and residents flooded public meetings and demanded that city leaders overhaul the police force. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
And the Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight: rain occasionally heavy through the evening and strong winds, especially east of the Green Mountains, with lows in the 60s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.